Are you a basketball fan? You want to see ASU take down California Sunday, February 24th in the Wells Fargo Arena. Section A, row 7, seats 9 and 10 with a parking pass. Answer us this, and this is a text to 411-923. Which playing card did Cordon Cooley set down to win what is now the town of Sholo? The game was called High Low, and you show low. The lowest card wins the match. What card was played to win what is now Sholo? A little hint. It's the name of the main street.
Yeah, right.
If you've been there, and you ever thought, I wonder what that means.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the card that was played to win the territory. Text that answer to 411-923. Our newsletter subscribers got that trivia hint 2 days early, so they had a little time to research it and look it up. All the right answers we'll put aside, and we'll pick at random and send you to the basketball game. Compliments of our sister station, of our flagship station, KTAR and Sports 98.7. Let's get to Bill, who's called in first, wants to talk plumbing. It is plumbing month here at Rosie on the House. Let's see how we can help. B?
Yes. I didn't get into your show last week, but you were advocating not putting chemicals down the drain, and I've got a couple very slow drains, and I'm wondering, nobody mentioned these enzyme cleaners, and I'm wondering if they are something that I should try or forget them or what.
Well, I tell you what, Miss B, we have seen actually some pretty good results from the enzymes, which is quite a bit different than the harsh chemicals we were talking about not using last week.
Right.
The enzymes actually eat the buildup that's on the inside of the pipe, allowing it to open back up.
Okay.
Now, the danger, depending on the age of your plumbing.
Old. Very old.
Yeah. sometimes it's the corrosion and the buildup on the inside of the pipe that's the only thing that's keeping your sewer pipe from not leaking. And and you get rid of all that. So it might be wise to get one of our plumbers out and have them. Have you had it roto-rooted anytime recently?
No, I haven't. And this is, we've been in this house 51 years.
Yeah.
So periodically the drains just run slow. And
yeah, they may send a camera down there and take a look. Either water jet it or roto-root it. I'd do that before I started putting a lot of things down the drain. But like I say, we've seen good results with enzymes, particularly for homes that are on a septic system. We've seen it stretch the period between cleanings by quite a bit. So,
well, something very unusual. I mean, the shower I used to be able to use full pressure, you know, it was just pouring out and it would run right down, and now it builds up like a couple inches.
Yeah.
It eventually drains down, but you know, it's very annoying, and if you just take a shower with just half the stream, it's not quite as enjoyable. But
those shower drains are just notorious for getting monster hairballs.
Yeah, well, I dug down as far as I can go.
Yeah.
But, maybe somebody else could, you know, get further down. But
yes,
anyway,
yeah.
I thought, well, maybe I should try one of those enzyme cleaners. And
They are a slow solution. It isn't anything that you're going to apply it today. You know, it's generally a powder, the ones I'm familiar with. You mix them in an empty coffee can with water, and then you pour them down a little, down each drain. But you have to set that as a routine and do it regularly for a duration of time to see any kind of results at all. So for a little bit more rapid results, a 51-year-old home that's never been roto-rooted, I think I think that's where I'd start, and I'd make sure they know it's never been done so that they can proceed with the snake very carefully, or like I say, use a water blaster.
Thanks for the call, B. Glad you were able to get in this Saturday. Let's see how we can help Dave and Prescott on a five-year-old home. Welcome to the program, Dave. What's your question?
Well, thanks for taking my call. And, Rosie, welcome back. We wish you the very best and a speedy recovery.
I do feel better than I sound, Dave.
Well, good. Good. You always have a radio voice, right? Well, listen, my home is 5 years old. It was built new by Dorn Homes. It's a 2,200-square-foot single-story home, and it's open space to the west, and that's where most of the storms come in from. And the rain and the snow and the wind beat against that west wall. And right from the very beginning, after we moved in, I started noticing cracks in the stucco. I've got about 50, at least 50, mostly vertical, some horizontal cracks.
And we'll continue that conversation here at Rosie on the House right after bottom of the hour news break. It's Rosie on the House.